The Power FM Brekkie Show.
Very excited for Clunes Booktown kicking off this weekend. Two big days, Jules.
That's right. I cannot wait. And for anyone that's never been before, we've got someone special in the studio to talk us through it right now. Louise, you are on the board of Clunes Booktown. Tell us a little bit more about what the weekend is entailing.
Well, it's a really full weekend, and likewise, I'm really excited. Essentially, the township of Clunes just completely transforms.
Yeah.
The main road is closed off, and it just becomes this extraordinary book bazaar.
Yeah.
There are booksellers of all ilk lined along the street selling books. There are bargains galore because lots and lots of these books are secondhand.
Yep.
Kids activities.
Well, that
sounds pretty damn good, doesn't it?
It yeah. sounds like an absolute paradise for anyone who is a book lover, like you've said. But if someone is going there for a bit of a browse through the books but also very interested in the entertainment that you've got going on, what are some of the things that are happening over the 2 days?
Well, for example, if you've got young children, there's yeah. gorgeous activities for kids, like they can come dressed up in sort of Harry Potter magical themed costumes and be part of a parade. They can also fossick for, delightful kids' books.
Of course.
There's entertainment, there's street theatre.
Yep.
And there's bands playing as well, and exhibitions.
Now, I'm not going to lie, Louise, I've only just sort of really gotten back into reading. I usually only read when I'm on holidays.
Yeah.
And when I'm on holidays, I will have a book in my hand pretty much the whole time. Wine in one hand, book in the other. Just cannot get enough of it. And I've really sort of caught the bug again. If I go up to Clunes Booktown and speak to some of these wonderful sellers, they could probably steer me in the right direction of some other books I would like.
Absolutely. And because there's such a range of sellers, like you can really pick and choose where you go.
Yep.
So you can, it won't be hard for you to sort of navigate and find where your interest area is.
Yep.
One of my favourite parts of any kind of festival of any variety is you can always try some new kind of food there. What kind of food options can we expect over the couple of days?
Oh, look, I think there's kind of a real range. There's going to be sort of vans with specialist food,
You said the magic word.
Food truck's all I wanted to hear.
That's exactly what Chris wanted to hear.
Yeah, it's going to be so easy to get, we are really hoping for fine weather and it's looking reasonably promising, and that's fantastic because people just sit out on the roadside, there's chairs around, there's
yeah.
benches. It's really, really festive.
The forecast at the moment, like you said, is looking fairly promising. Worst case scenario, if we get a shower, there's those huge verandas in Clunes.
Yeah.
They're kind of famous for that architecture, so there'd be plenty of chances to still wander around.
You just wear your gumboots, take an umbrella, you'll be fine.
Be rugged up. And, of course, all the writers' sessions, of course, they're indoors.
Oh,
so,
cool, yeah.
And, again, if people are interested in going to the writers' sessions where we have some magnificent Australian writers coming up to Clunes where
yeah.
it's extraordinary the people that we've been able to attract.
Yeah.
Again, you can find out who's there once you arrive, but alternatively it doesn't hurt to look ahead and perhaps have a think who you might be interested to go and listen to. Some are booked out already. They've
oh,
just,
wow.
We've sold out really
Clementine
quickly.
Ford?
Yes,
yeah,
that's one.
I thought she might sell that pretty quickly.
Yes, and I think her session, I think people are very excited about.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, of course. Well, if you want any more details on Clunes Booktown, it is this Saturday and Sunday in Clunes. Clunesbooktown.com.au is the website. Louise, thank you for joining us for a chat.
Good, thank you so much. The Power FM Brekkie Show.